Now you'll notice here in verse 4, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And I think the common colloquialism of the day is apropos right here. An expert is an ordinary fella from another town. We always think that if whoever it is comes from afar, they know more than our crowd knows. And that's, I guess, maybe the reason some of us go up and down and through the country ministering elsewhere. I think sometimes many of us are more effective away from home than we are at home. Now you'll notice, though, what happens, and he could there, this is verse 5, he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. So you see that he did not leave this area at this time, but stayed in the area. Now the first time, he was practically run out of town, went down to Capernaum, made that his headquarters. Now, this is a remarkable passage, however, that he couldn't perform there any mighty work because of their unbelief. You know, the only limitation to omnipotence is unbelief. Faith is the one requirement to release the power of God in salvation, and that great chapter, Isaiah 53, that reveals God's so great salvation. The prophet in verse 1 opens with this, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who will believe it? Well, if they don't, my friend, you've shut off the power of God, of omnipotence. You see, unbelief insulated and isolated the power of God, and it does that today. Now, verse 6 here, he marveled because of their unbelief. And you'll notice that, and we've called attention to this before, that on two occasions he marveled. Once he marveled at the unbelief that we see here, and then in the incident in Matthew 8, verse 10, of the faith of the centurion, he marveled at his faith. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And the thing that should interest us here, and this expression we're apt to pass it by, it seems so inconsequential, and he went round about the villages teaching. And here is a wonderful lesson today for some Christian workers. We have discovered that there are certain men in God's work that do not want to go to a small place to minister. They want the big places, and they want to go to the big places. I've actually been criticized by ministers and by Christian workers of, why do you go to certain small churches? Why don't you go to this church and that church? Well, very candidly, I've made a rule of trying to accept invitations as they come in, and any minister that I have held a meeting for across this country will tell you, I never ask him when I came how big his church was. I never ask him even whether he was going to even give me an offering or not, or even pay expenses. I never have an understanding along that line, because I feel that that's something that I should not do. Now, that doesn't mean other men shouldn't do it. That's their business, but this happens to be my business. And my feeling is that our Lord set us a tremendous example here when it says that he went about their villages. Imagine, friends, the Lord of glory, the Son of God, here on this earth. He could send a telegram over to Rome and say, get the Colosseum for me. I'm coming over to have a big meeting. I'm afraid today that we have some men that are suffering from megalomania. they feel like they have to have a big crowd. May I say to you that we need to learn, and all of us need to learn that. I remember years ago hearing the story about Dr. Scofield of the Scofield Bible. He was invited to speak in a church over North Carolina, and a young preacher that night was apologizing to him because he only had just a handful out. It had rained that night, and he had about 20, 25 people. And he leaned over and said to Dr. Scofield, "I apologize for this small crowd out to hear you preach and teach." And Dr. Scofield said to this young man, "You know," he said, "my Lord only had 12 men in his school and in his congregation most of the time. And if he had 12, who is C.I. Scofield to talk about a big crowd?" Well, my friend, that's a tremendous thing. And I call attention to that here, and probably ought not to in our Through the Bible program, because there's so many tremendous things in this chapter. But some of them we've been over before, and I'll just hit some high points now.